the Indiana Commission for Higher Education. They brought a meeting here to campus. You gave a presentation over the lunch hour, I believe, and then you made the formal budget proposal request.
That's correct.
A presentation. Talk a little bit about what you showed them over the lunch hour, some of the things you presented there.
Primarily, we wanted to show the commission that we're aligned with their goals of completion, productivity, and quality. We showed them that we had been engaged in many intentional programs, had been working on our admission standards, had been deeply engaged in this for several years, and it's starting to pay off. Our four-year graduation rate has gone up about 6% in the last 3 years, and it looks like it's on a trajectory to continue to go up. We're at record first to second-year retention for our undergraduates. So we were first of all conveying that we agree with most of what the commission is trying to do. We're well aligned and we're fully engaged. And we also had an opportunity to talk about the value of a Purdue degree, that it wasn't just about making it as low cost as possible, that we have to preserve the value. And I think that was a great discussion. We talked about the major drivers that are affecting higher education and the opportunities for universities like Purdue University to impact those drivers, to take advantage of them. And it was a great discussion. I thought it was a two-way thing. It was wonderful.
And not that it's a competition, but where does Purdue stack up with the other state public universities as far as graduation rate, those metrics?
Well, we have some ways to go. We're number two behind Indiana University Bloomington in terms of graduation rate, four-year graduation rate. But it's not really a competition between the universities. It's really wherever we were, we would be working on it. We're not close to where we want to be. We're at almost 46% four-year graduation rate. We could be up in the 60s, perhaps even higher. The restoring force, if you will, is that we have a number of programs that are very highly valued, both by industry and by graduate schools, professional schools, that intentionally take more than 4 years. A good example is the co-op program, where students go on a couple of internships. They engage with a company deeply, or maybe a couple of companies, and they're highly sought after when they graduate, and they usually can't finish in four. So the commission understands that, but we're all different. We have different roles in the public university spectrum in Indiana. So we're really motivated by our own desire to see those rates improve and to see the value of a Purdue degree increase.
Were there any questions that you thought interesting or unique from them during that presentation?
Well, I think
kudos.
Well, we certainly got our share of kudos, I think, for demonstrating that we are taking these goals seriously, that we really do align with most of what the commission is talking about over the last couple of years. Their strategic plan, the new version, is called Reaching Higher, Achieving More. It's very aggressive. But we do often get into this discussion about the role of the public research university and reminding them that, yes, we have strong undergraduate programs and we engage them, the undergraduates, in research. About half of our undergraduates have some research experience while they're an undergrad. We'd like to see that increase. But we remind them that we have a couple of other roles. One is to serve as a global gateway for Indiana and as an engine for economic development in Indiana. And there's a lot more that we can do there in both of those categories. And we try to steer the conversation towards what Purdue University can do to change, transform Indiana's economy so that we get back in a situation where we're seeing a growing median household income instead of a declining one, and where we're picking up on to go back above the median where we used to be in the U.S. And I think that's a symbiotic thing. It's good for Indiana, but it's also very good for Purdue University if we can build up the local industry and have an economic impact on our region. It will make the university stronger.
What are some of the economic drivers? Obviously, Purdue is a major employer here in West Lafayette, but I mean, are we talking about the technical assistance program, the regional research parks?
Yes, absolutely. Those are two strengths. I think the state recognizes the value of the technical assistance program. It's had, I believe, over $100 million of impact in the last year. It's been around for many years. It's had over $1 billion of impact accumulated on local businesses and industry. But we also talk about some opportunities. For example, there's a lot of discussion in the U.S. and locally in the Midwest and in Indiana about the opportunities in advanced manufacturing, that we've seen many jobs lost over the last 10 years or so in manufacturing, but it's still strong and there's some opportunity to see it rebound. The kind of jobs, though, that will be available will be require a much greater level of education and skill set, a stronger skill set than what we might have seen in the past. And we see that as a great opportunity for Purdue University, both the West Lafayette campus, but also the regional campuses and technology statewide, to contribute to that rebound, which we anticipate, which I think is going to be driven to a large extent by the federal government, despite the concerns over the budget. There's a lot of talk now about making investments in manufacturing and recapturing our manufacturing prowess, and I think Purdue University ought to be in the lead on that. The other is the other driver that comes from, I think, the national scene is the need for more engineers, more STEM-educated students, and Purdue should be in the lead on that, and that's motivated us to look seriously at the opportunities to expand our engineering program. Because it's a very successful one. The degrees are valued. The students go on and do wonderful things. And if we're going to grow nationally in engineering grads, Purdue ought to be in the lead.
What about the higher education budget proposal? This is nothing really new to them per se. So what did that involve?
The afternoon talk was more of a formal presentation of our budget request, but it's really a overview of the response that we made to the commission's template. They essentially design a budget request for us. They tell us what they're measuring. We give them the numbers that correspond to their metrics, and they plug them in and come up with a number. The primary operating appropriation request is a response to a formula provided by the commission. Now, that worked out quite well for Purdue and for West Lafayette. We had an increase because there's an additional value attached to STEM degrees. There's also a heavy emphasis on graduation rates for Indiana students, and we do well in those areas. We received high marks on the performance funding. We had some mismatch, though, we think, in terms of the regional campuses. They took a bit of a hit this time around, and if you really look at it, their graduation rates are up, their efficiency's up in a metric that we use, a graduation efficiency metric. The number of degrees they're awarding is that those numbers are up, but they were dinged on the performance funding. So we're working with the commission to try and understand why the performance funding would work against improved graduation rates, improved degree granting. So that's an ongoing discussion. That was one area where we have, I would say, a little bit of a mismatch. But we also talked about our line item requests, which the commission has not weighed in on yet, but we have some fairly ambitious requests because we see a great opportunity for Purdue University to impact the state. And the line items are more aligned along the lines of specific areas that the state would fund to benefit the state. They may not align directly with our teaching and learning and research and engagement missions in the sense that they may not directly involve students. Some of them do. But there are several areas where Purdue University can contribute, and we would like to be to have that opportunity to contribute to the state through the line items.
Purdue Extension is a line item, is it not?
The agricultural research and extension, yeah. And you also have the technology assistance program. We just mentioned that, TAP. There are a couple of other smaller ones, and we see some great opportunities there. We're talking about expanding TAP to new domains. It's been in the healthcare area. It's been in manufacturing extension program. We see some opportunities for contributing to lean government, local government. We have some experts in that area, and we think we can have an impact on the state. So there are several areas where we think there's some opportunities. We've been pushing an idea we call NMAC, which is the Indiana Manufacturing Competitiveness Center. And this would be an alliance with Vincennes and with Ivy Tech on the workforce development side. And Purdue University would be more on the research side. And we see a great opportunity there to respond to what we think is a potential rebound of manufacturing. We would like to drive that. So we made that pitch, began that discussion. We're also making a pitch for supporting our research program, which they have in the past periodically, but not consistently. And they've changed the way that they measure our research in a sense that it used to be part of the performance funding, and now it's not. And we're making the case that this is, if there was ever a time to invest in research, this is it. And that's a discussion that will carry over into the spring.
What is the timeline, I guess? What's the next step in the budget process?
Well, in November, middle of November, we'll testify to the State Budget Committee down at the State House. There will be, I'm sure, many informal engagements along the way. And in the spring, the legislative session will start, and we'll begin a series of presentations and discussions that will lead ultimately to our budget. There will be a point where the governor will make a recommendation. There'll be a point where in May, where we will make a tuition recommendation to the board, and the board will vote on it and discuss it. So it's a process that starts in the fall and continues all the way through into May, and we do it every 2 years. So we're about, I would say, a quarter of the way through what will be a long process for this academic year.